In recent days, there's been a mass escalation in terms of troops at both borders, and it just seemed that an invasion was inevitable. And Graham, I just wanted to throw to you now. So first of all, just to give listeners some context, what sparks the Russian invasion threat initially?
Well, it's still a matter of of dispute as to what was the major cause. But to me, the major cause was the Russians' desire, and in particular Putin's desire, to gain security guarantees for Russia. If you look back at the beginning of the campaign, when there was proposed to be talks between the US and NATO on the one hand and Russia on the other, Russia said that what they wanted to discuss was security guarantees for Russia, which meant no Ukrainian membership of NATO and the removal of NATO forces from Russian borders. The Americans and the NATO leadership just ruled this out immediately as not being something that they were going to negotiate on. Consequently, I think Putin has decided that the only way in which he can get what he wants, which is this security guarantee of Ukraine joining NATO, is by invading. It's not clear that this is actually going to achieve what he wants, but I think that's why he's done it. It's also, of course, the fact that that there is a perception within Russia, and it's an accurate perception, that Ukrainians and Russians are very close in terms of a people, that they have a lot in common, and for many people, the breakup of the Soviet Union, and in particular the division between Russia and Ukraine, was unfortunate. And I think Putin sees that as well, and he sees this as an opportunity to maybe reverse that result.
That seems like there's some very interesting motives going on there. Now, before we get into the sanctions, what's the situation like in Ukraine now?
Well, from what we can tell from the reports, what you have is Russian forces moving forward from three directions, from the north, the east, and the south. Obviously, in the east, the initial Russian advances are into areas that were controlled by the pro-Russian separatists, but elsewhere this is new ground, and we can only assume that what the forces are going to do is essentially to close in on Kiev.
Seems like a lot is still unknown. Now, which Western countries have proposed sanctions on Russia so far, and what do these involve?
Well, the main sanctioning countries are the EU and the United States, but Australia has, Japan has, and a number of other countries have. Most of the sanctions have taken their lead from the Americans, and the sanctions have been a combination of restrictions on the ability of Russian banks to operate internationally, and sanctions upon individuals who are close to Putin, in the hope that those individuals will see the costs that are involved in invading Ukraine and place pressure on Putin to withdraw. The sanctions have not gone sort of a full Monty. I mean, Biden was talking about really severe sanctions. There are still other measures that could be taken, but those measures would also involve, by and large, costs to the West. And so up until now, the Western countries haven't been willing to bear the cost that would be involved in applying more sanctions.
And just leading on from that, what kind of sanctions have been placed on Russia in the past, and how effective have they been?
Well, there were sanctions placed on Russia after the takeover in Crimea in 2014, and those sanctions may have contributed a little to the decline in Russian growth rates. It's difficult to tell because of the effect of COVID and a couple of other things. But it's clear that the sanctions that were implied then were not crippling, and there's no indication that the sanctions that have thus far been applied are going to be crippling to the Russian economy either.
And finally, what could put an end to these sanctions and restore kind of peace throughout Russia, Ukraine, and the rest of the world as well?
What would be the solution? Well, I think the solution is to initially to satisfy Russia's security needs. I mean, what the Russians have complained about is exactly the same as what the West has complained about with regard to Russia having its forces on Ukrainian borders, and that is that that NATO is pressing up against Russian borders, and so a withdrawal of NATO from that particular region would, I think, go a long way towards resolving this crisis.
Interesting. It seems like both sides have a lot of work to do. Graham, thanks so much for unpacking this for us this morning.
You're welcome.